Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 24, 1963, the Barbados Advocate published an article under the following heading, quote, Patterson, keep hotel rates down, end quote. The publication further explained that Mr. John Patterson, the retiring president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, had admonished those involved in the tourist industry not to allow Barbados to gain the reputation of being a tourist destination only for wealthy clients. While reportedly crediting the excellent work of the Tourist Board for the increasing number of visitor arrivals during both the winter and summer seasons, Mr. Patterson also sounded a note of caution. He suggested that the island's reputation for providing accommodation to suit every economic bracket should not be squandered. He also indicated, quote, too frequently in the past summer months did I hear comments of high rates, high taxi fares, high charges for drinks and meals. Nothing could be more harmful to the industry than for Barbados to gain the reputation of being a holiday resort suitable only for the very wealthy, end quote. In addition, the paper reported that the subject of compulsory meter taxi fares was another concern for Mr. Patterson, who reminded the tourism officials that this initiative had been recommended by several organizations. He therefore queried the delay by government officials in introducing legislation to regulate said taxi fares. According to the advocate, Mr. Patterson also proposed that a publicity campaign aimed at advertising the varying hotel rates was necessary, in particular to highlight, quote, the availability of attractive summer rates, which all types of hotels offer, end quote. The narrative concerning the affordability of Barbados's tourism product remains in focus, even as entertainers and band leaders focus on Cropover 2023. Also, while legislation for the meter taxi fare has not been enacted, standard fares for destinations around the islands have been negotiated by local taxi operators and government officials. Additionally, many hotels have implemented advertising campaigns offering attractive, budget-friendly staycation rates, which target the average Barbadian household along with Caribbean nationals. Nevertheless, according to visitbarbados.org, Barbados is still regarded as an upscale tourist destination, quote, for the rich and famous who gladly escape to our shores far away from the glare of bright lights and bothersome details which characterize life outside our island paradise, end quote. But on this day, May 24, 1963, an article in the Barbados Advocate reported on the comments of the outgoing president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, who cautioned Barbadian tourism stakeholders against giving the island the reputation of being a tourist destination only for the wealthy.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.